tropical fish aquarium bubbles inside the waiting room at Ross Dental Clinic in downtown Fayetteville. This is where Dr. Kenton Ross provides both restorative and aesthetic dental treatments.
Well, certainly patients want to look healthy. And so when we talk about cosmetic dentistry, we're talking about covering up problems with tooth size, shape, or position.
Beyond the realm of fillings and extractions, aesthetic dentistry, Ross says, is now routinely practiced by dentists.
And so cosmetic dentistry can be as simple as replacing a chipped edge on a front tooth or as complex as a smile makeover. With aesthetic dentistry, the goal is to address function, structure, biology, and aesthetics.
Ross offers patients an array of choices.
Things like crowns, direct bonding, veneers, onlays, implants, bleaching, and whitening of the teeth.
Ross says tooth bleaching was first attempted in the 1950s using chemicals considered harmful. Today's clinical whitening uses hydrogen peroxide gels.
An in-office whitening puts a higher concentration of the whitening gel on the teeth, and it must be carefully controlled so that the tissues around it are not damaged.
Bleaching gel is applied to teeth, which Ross activates with blue light.
The blue light adds a little bit of heat, and heat speeds up that reaction so that the teeth whiten faster.
Ross also makes custom mouth trays for home bleaching, providing patients weak peroxide gels. Store-bought bleaching kits are also safe, but whitening, especially in excess, may have side effects.
It can increase sensitivity because it's removing those things that have been insulating the teeth.
Whitening toothpastes with excess grit can damage tooth enamel, Ross says. Tooth veneers, porcelain laminates cemented onto the front of teeth, are another way to brighten smiles, which are bonded with a curing wand, which Ross demonstrates. Badly deteriorated teeth and exposed roots can benefit from crowns, which can restore normal shape, size, and function.
With crowns, we're holding that tooth together. There are tremendous forces generated in the back of the mouth when we chew. And so much like the rings on a barrel, the crown holds that tooth together and contains those forces.
Ross fabricates his own crowns using 3D imaging software and a countertop milling unit. Dr. Jesse Gray, who operates Northwest Orthodontics in Fayetteville, also uses 3D technology to straighten teeth.
We have an intraoral 3D scanner that creates a three-dimensional model of the teeth. And then with that three-dimensional model of the teeth, we can do different things with it. We can send it to various companies and have clear aligners made, or we can print out a model, and we have a process in our office where we position the braces on the teeth digitally and make trays, prepare the teeth and place this tray over them, and all the braces are placed on the teeth all at once. It's called indirect bonding.
Gray and colleague Dr. Ryan O'Sullivan, along with a staff of 15, treat up to 90 patients per day, children to seniors, in a suite filled with reclining dental chairs.
This is our clinical area. It's a big kind of wide open fun room where everyone comes in, we have loud music playing, and we have a good time. Not much of the things that we do here are painful or uncomfortable, so there's not a lot of stress or anxiety.
Gray says orthodontics has changed.
The barrier for entry has really dropped, even in my 16 years of doing this. It's gone from almost everyone needing braces to achieve a particular smile or bite correction to a lot of people, and depending on the practice, sometimes even the majority of people being able to fix their smiles and bites with clear aligners, clear trays.
Today's braces are comprised of small metal brackets cemented onto individual teeth when wired together, progressively tighten and realign bites. For mildly crooked teeth, Gray will prescribe a series of custom-fit plastic aligners, which, when worn daily, gently move teeth into optimal placement.
Clear aligners showed up about 20 years ago, and initially were fairly limited in their application. They were for very minor things that that orthodontists could use clear aligners for, or they could use retainers or a handful of other things for. But over the last 20 years, they've evolved and become really, really powerful for a handful of things.
Straightened teeth contributes to oral health, Gray says.
If the teeth are crowded, it absolutely makes it more difficult for the teeth to be cleaned. If teeth are crowded in such a way that they're pushed out of the gum tissue and bone, then you get gum and bone recession around the teeth, which can create sensitivity and even lead to tooth loss through life.
More consumers are purchasing mail order aligners to use at home rather than pay for a professional aligner treatment.
It definitely is buyer beware. There are rarely, if ever, situations where changing the position of the teeth, whether it's closing spaces or aligning crooked teeth, doesn't affect the way the teeth fit together or the bite. One of the most important things that I determine as an orthodontist is, will accomplishing the change that the patient wants to affect, will that change their bite? And if so, how am I going to compensate for that? There are lots of ways that we do that, from simple things like reshaping teeth or sometimes wearing elastics that pull the top and bottom teeth together in a particular direction. And then other times we have to become more invasive with surgeries and things to move the jaws to the correct position.
Gray says he's monitoring a patient who's using direct-to-consumer aligners to see how and if the process actually works.
Another potential danger of a mail-order aligner would be that if somebody had either a gum tissue or a bone defect, a problem with the supporting tissues around their teeth, sometimes moving the teeth into a particular position could make that a lot worse, and it could lead to tooth loss and lots of significant problems. So really, the devil's kind of in the details with this.
Gray foresees direct-to-consumer teeth aligners becoming a hybrid industry, with dental professionals overseeing patient use. Clinical orthodontic treatment costs can range between $2,000 to $10,000, and it's covered by dental insurance plans. Direct-to-consumer teeth aligners, which cost several thousand dollars, may be covered through insurance reimbursement or via flexible spending accounts.
Demand for clinical cosmetic dental procedures is growing amongst all demographics in the U.S.
Dr. John Rowe is former chair of the American Board of Cosmetic Dentistry and an accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry.
And I maintain a cosmetic and functional restorative dental practice in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Achieving a beautiful smile has become a cultural expectation, Rose says, which dentists and orthodontists are fulfilling. Even discount and free clinics are willing to help low-income patients with cosmetic dental procedures, Rose says. And some practices are willing to finance aesthetic dental costs, seeing it as an investment in patients' well-being.
Aesthetic dentistry, when done properly, can be a life-changing experience. I've seen that in my own patients, the increased self-confidence. It makes me feel good as a practitioner to be able to help people in that way.
In Fayetteville, I'm Jacqueline Froelich for Arkansas Public Media.
Support for this series on oral health in Arkansas comes from the Delta Dental of Arkansas Foundation, working to increase access to dental care in the state and improve the oral health of all Arkansans.